turned out great. Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. And our guest this morning is...
Rick!
The president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, Rick Schlesinger. How'd you like that, Rick? Is that good?
That's pretty good. I haven't had that one. I get that yelled at a lot, but that was pretty special.
Is that what it sounds like around the office? Rick! Hey, Rick!
Pretty much.
Speaking of the office, you know, we had your counterpart from across the office there, David Stearns, on with us yesterday, and he was literally on the way to drop off his 4K kid for the first time ever. Did he come to the office a little emotional yesterday?
David is not the most emotional person. I don't know if this is a shock to you people in the newsroom, but he's pretty stoic. You can't really tell if he's having a good day or a bad day, or if he's dropped his kid off, or if he just won the lottery. He's pretty even keeled. So I did not know that. I know his kids well, and they're delightful children, and so I suspect he was a little emotional, but it probably quickly passed, and he kept thinking about how can I improve the team.
That's the temperament you want from that guy, right?
Pretty much.
So, Rick, a week from Sunday, obviously the Brewers on the road for the next couple of days, but I might get emotional if I get my hands on a Giannis bobblehead presented by us, 620 WTMJ. How can fans get their hands on those? It's next Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday. It's the first 35,000 fans, and we probably will end up selling that game out. Advanced ticket sales are really strong, as you would expect. It's a Sunday, and it's a bobblehead, and it's Giannis, who's sort of a legendary icon, and not only is he a great Bucks player, but he's also an NBA champion. Also, he does have a ownership piece of the team, as everybody knows. So, good connection. I would go online to Brewers.com and buy tickets because that game will sell out.
What does the bobblehead look like? Like, what is Giannis wearing on the bobblehead? Paint the picture for our fans.
It's me and Giannis, actually. I don't want to tell people, but I'm in a Bucks jersey. He's in a Brewers jersey, and I've got his arm around him, and he's twirling a basketball. No, it's him and in a Brewers gear with it. And, you know, you don't need anything else than that. It's just Giannis. Anything Giannis, I suspect, is going to be very popular. We didn't have him hitting. We didn't have him pitching. We have him sort of standing, and he's sort of with a Brewers gear on, and it's a great looking bobblehead, and I think he was very happy with it.
That's awesome. So that's coming up September 11th. Mid-September, you're also targeting for the opening of the X-Golf simulators there at the ballpark. I know you're going to be there for some of the VIP things and the grand public openings. Have you seen how it's coming together?
Yeah, I was touring the spot last week, and it's almost done. I mean, it looks fantastic. We've got 7 pods. And we're taking advanced registration, so if you go to Brewers.com, you can do that too. And it's going to be fantastic. And I know for you, who is a golf fanatic, we'll have to get you out there. But the space looks great, and several of the pods have great views of the field. So, you know, fans who want to play golf and watch a game, they can do that. If you're more serious about golf and don't want distractions, there are pods that you can do that as well. And, again, we're taking reservations for the pods, and it'll be open year-round.
Hey, Rick, the most popular guy in Milwaukee this past week is a guy named Mark, who got dumped, apparently, on the scoreboard there.
He was dumped, just friend-zoned.
Zoned, anyway. From
he never even got elevated to be able to be dumped.
Is it possible that we may hear more from Mark in a coming scoreboard attraction someday?
Yeah, you know, we all, maybe you guys, I can certainly relate to Mark.
Yes.
I've always been, you know, one of the guys who, you know, always sometimes got the, you know, the stiff arm and just want to be friends. We know what that's like. But we probably will have not heard the last of this. and we'll see how it transpires. I think the players, you know, they saw that on the board, and you saw Kristen Yelich tweeted out something, let's win one for Mark. And, I think the guys could relate, you know, although professional athletes probably don't have that problem. So maybe Christian had to pretend like he knew what was going on. But, we had some fun, and it sort of went viral. And I think we're probably not done with our friend Mark, whoever he may be, because I honestly don't know who he is.
Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations for the Crew. All right, look forward to having the Brewers back home next week. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Rick!